This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the past year alone, tens of thousands of unaccompanied minors have been picked up by the U.S. Border Patrol at the Mexican border and taken to detention centers. Most come from three countries, El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. Maria Elena Salinas is the co-anchor of the big newscast Noticiero Univision, as well as a primetime news magazine on the network. She traveled to all three countries to get a stronger sense of how children, sometimes with the support of their families, sometimes not, make the calculation to try for the U.S. border. Ms. Salinas, thanks for joining us.
Great to talk to you.
When children unaccompanied leave, economic conditions in the home country are a major factor, you found?
Oh, definitely a major factor. We're talking about three of the poorest countries in the hemisphere, Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, in particular Guatemala, where you have 70% of the population in rural areas that lives in poverty, some with under $1 a day. So definitely poverty is a major, major factor in this exodus.
From your reporting, what about on the personal level with families? They want to be reunited with children, but they must be terrified about the children traveling across those borders.
It is very difficult on the family. And I think what we found was, on the one hand, it's true that there are family members here in the U.S. who were paying these coyotes or smugglers anywhere from $6,000 to $9,000 to bring their children over. But we also found a lot of children leaving on their own, not being sent, not being accompanied by these smugglers. So it's incredible how resilient these children are, how resourceful they are. When they have nothing, they find ways.
But help me better understand the calculation here. If a child thinks they're going to end up in a detention center, they think that gives them, what, a better shot to stay?
The government is obliged to maintain these children for at least 72 hours, turn them over to the Health and Human Services Department, and they will begin deportation proceedings. Most of the time during those proceedings, they will turn them over to family members or friends while they await a result. So a lot of these children end up staying in the U.S. But with the attention that this situation is getting now, some children who might have had the opportunity to stay will now not stay because it was just too politically risky.
Univision's special Between Abandonment and Rejection aired this week. Maria Elena Salinas is co-anchor of the Univision Network's national newscast. Maria Elena, thank you.
It's my pleasure, David.
One last statistic. Since last October, about 57,000 unaccompanied minors have been caught at the United States southern border.